to On This Day in Tudor History with me, Claire Ridgway. Now, today I'm taking you back to the reign of Queen Elizabeth I. For On This Day in Tudor History, the 10th of October 1588, Robert Dudley, Earl of Leicester, was buried in the Beauchamp Chapel of the Collegiate Church of St Mary in Warwick, according to his instructions. Leicester had died on the 4th of September 1588, at his lodge at Cornbury near Woodstock in Oxfordshire, while on his way to take the waters at Buxton for his health. He'd been suffering from a recurring stomach ailment. The Beauchamp Chapel, his burial place, was the traditional place of burial for the Earls of Warwick and had been built in the 15th century as the resting place of Richard Beauchamp, 13th Earl of Warwick. The chapel was the resting place of Leicester's son, Robert Dudley, Baron Denbigh, the noble imp, who died when he was just 3 years old. Leicester's brother, Ambrose Dudley, Earl of Warwick, was laid to rest there in 1590. And Leicester's wife, Lettice, was buried with Leicester following her death in 1634. And their tomb is topped with effigies of the couple wearing their Earl and Countess's coronets and praying. The Latin inscription above their tomb, translated into English, reads, "Sacred to the God of the living, in certain hope of rising again in Christ, here is placed the most famous Robert Dudley, fifth son of John, Duke of Northumberland, Earl of Warwick, Viscount Lisle, etc., Earl of Leicester, Baron Denbigh, Knight of both the Orders of St. George and St. Michael, Master of the Horse of Queen Elizabeth, with whom he was distinguished with exceptional favour, thereafter Steward of the Royal Household, Privy Councillor, High Justiciar of the Forests, Parks, Chases, etc., on this side of Trent, Lieutenant and Captain General of the English Army sent into the Netherlands by the said Queen Elizabeth from 1585 to 1587, Governor General and Commander of the United Provinces of the Netherlands, and Lieutenant of the Kingdom of England against the Spaniard Philip II when he was invading England in 1588 with a numerous fleet and army. He gave back his soul to God, his Saviour, in the year of salvation, 1588, on the 4th day of September. His most sorrowful wife, Lettice, daughter of Francis Knowles, Knight of the Order of St. George and the Queen's Treasurer, placed this monument to her best and dearest husband on account of her love and faith as his wife. Leicester's funeral at Warwick on this day in 1588 was well attended, with the mourners being led by his widow Lettice, his stepson Robert Devereux, Earl of Essex, Leicester's brother-in-law George Hastings, Earl of Huntingdon, and his nephew Sir Robert Sidney. Other mourners included Robert Rich, husband of Leicester's stepdaughter Penelope Devereux, members of the Knowles and Blunt families, and Leicester's chaplains and his secretary. The sermon was preached by John Pearce, Bishop of Salisbury. At the end of this video, I'll share photos of Leicester's tomb, which I took on a visit to Warwick a few years ago. It really is stunning. Also on this day in Tudor history, the 10th of October 1562, 29-year-old Queen Elizabeth I was taken ill at Hampton Court Palace. It was thought that it was just a bad cold, but it turned out that the Queen had smallpox. Elizabeth became seriously ill, and it was thought that she'd die, causing panic over the succession. But Elizabeth recovered and reigned until 1603. She was nursed by her good friend Mary Sidney, who also came down with smallpox and was badly disfigured by it. You can find out more in last year's video. You'll find a link to that in the description. Thank you for listening to this podcast. I do hope you enjoyed it. And don't forget to subscribe so that you can enjoy podcasts on a daily basis. Thank you.